Hey, thanks for checking out today's episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. Today, I've made my way to Kelly's Island in Lake Erie, and I'm hanging out with Bobby and Natasha Skeens, who operate single-handedly the only transportation system on all of Kelly's Island. Hey guys,
Hi.
Thanks for meeting me today. What can you tell me? You live on Kelly's Island year-round?
Yes, we do.
Not a lot of people here?
No.
About 400, 300?
75 to 100.
And you guys operate a taxi service on the island?
That is correct, yes.
What is that taxi service?
Oh, we offer rides A to B.
So you guys operate island rides?
Yes.
What is that?
Island ride taxi service. We offer to and from, you know, we will pick you up in one place, drop you off in another place from anywhere on the island.
How long have you been doing this, and how did you get into it?
About 5-6 years.
Really?
A friend of ours had started the business, and it was about 14 years old when COVID hit, and he decided to sell the business and approached us, and we said, sure.
Mostly you operate during the tourist season or spring to fall, or how does that work?
Most of our business comes between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Once the boats start running in the year, we get a little bit of business.
When you say the boats, you mean?
The ferry boats.
Oh, ferry boats.
Once
okay.
The ferry boat starts running, yeah.
What do you consider your bread and butter? Like, this is not a huge island. It's like maybe 4.5 square miles or so. What's most of your customers' destinations? Where to and from?
Our biggest destinations will be from downtown to West Bay or downtown to the winery.
Okay.
Oh, Glacial Grove.
Or the Glacial Groves, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not a bar.
No, there's a lot of geological sites and beaches and
so
stuff.
What is Glacial Groves, and people take a cab all the way out here?
They do. The Glacial Groves are 50,000-year-old grooves in the stone that were made by glaciers during the Ice Age.
Are most customers nice, reasonable, and just regular folks?
99% of our customers okay. are good people. You know, later in the day, they get a little intoxicated, which I'm happy to drive them home to. Just good people looking to have a good time somewhere.
Yeah, very happy. Like to sing songs.
They like to sing songs?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes
they want you to crank the radio up?
Sometimes they hear their own music.
Yeah. One time I had a football team who was like 55 years old guys, 14 of them, and they used to play football back in the days, and they decided to share all the songs they used to sing back in the days.
Do you ever have anybody that's rude or belligerent?
Yes, it happens. Depending on the degree of how rude or belligerent they are, we'll just hurry up and get them to where they're going and not ask any questions. I have dropped people off way out of their way because of the degree of how rude they were.
So they got kicked out.
They got kicked out in the wrong part of the island.
Does it take a certain type of personality, like an easygoing personality, to drive a taxi cab on Kelly's Island?
I believe it does. You have to be a little patient sometimes.
Right. I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Most people are just, you know, most people are good people and they have well intentions and just want to go from place to place. And yeah. And they're easy to tolerate. There's a few that are a little more difficult to put up with. But
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Be quiet and drive is what I do.
Well, we have a couple drivers who drive just because they like socialize with people and, you know, have a good time. Like, we have one who doesn't need money. He just want to have a good time with customers on island, you know. So, yeah, they're driving on the weekends.
You're saying it can be actually an enjoyable, great time just driving people around you don't even know?
Oh, yes, yeah.
It actually is.
Big time.
For the most part, it is. I enjoy driving. And when it gets chaotic, it gets a little...
Right.
Yeah, you just kind of got to be patient.
When you say chaotic, how chaotic can it get, say, on a Saturday night in June, July, August?
Night times are better, I would say, Saturday day from, say, maybe 10 o'clock till about 5 o'clock with 3 or 4 vans running, we're 7 calls deep.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you have 7 different people or groups of people that are waiting to get picked up.
Yep.
Yeah, and the phone keeps ringing.
Locations. Yep.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Do some people call you back over and over again?
Mm-hmm. They get a little impatient.
What do you think when that happens, when the same people call back over and over?
I just remind them that they called already and I'm on my way.
Huh. Do you ever have any folks on the island, like elderly people or people with maybe special needs or issues, where when you drop them off, like you just have a heartwarming feeling, like you've really done something nice or you've helped somebody? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, I tend to help people that need a little extra. You know, if we got stools in the taxi so that they don't have to work as hard to get into them. And every Saturday, I do try to give somebody a free ride.
Really?
And it's deeply busy. I just randomly pick a person.
And you tell them, like, hey, you're the random person of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And
what's the reaction?
Oh, that's so nice. You know, that kind of thing. And they're appreciative. But I like to do nice things for people.
You're on an island. The only way off is on a ferry or a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have any customers that jump out of the cab and run away without paying? Like the city?
Yeah. Nobody I haven't ran down yet.
I have.
Oh, I like that.
She has.
Really?
Yeah.
And they jumped out and took off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
I also have sometimes customers who call and trying to get to the mainland from the island with the taxi.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes. That's impossible, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever have customers that call and they tell you that Uber's a lot cheaper or Lyft is a lot cheaper?
We don't so much have that. We do have people that will call and say that they're just going to call an Uber, and we have to explain to them that there is no Ubers or Lyfts on Kelly's Island.
And then do they call back in a little while and ask for the ride again?
Yeah.
Do they act sheepish when they call back after they realize the only way they're getting anywhere?
Yeah, you can hear it in their voices. Okay, you win.
And you guys have full-time jobs
mm-hmm.
on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, so this is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Time. Yes.
What's the most rewarding thing about driving a taxi service on Kelly's Island?
When you shut it off at the end of the day.
When phones stop calling.
You know, it affords a little extras for our kids, and it feels good to give to them and for her, you know.
Oh, and you know what else? Like when our kids helping us with taxi business. For example, our daughter started when she was 11.
Okay.
And I think she got a lot of value out of that because she can talk, okay? And she kind of knows customer service pretty well. And she's very open, talking about with all kinds of sorts of people and know how to handle, you know,
right.
conversation. And then our son can use some of those skills too. So this year, he's going to be the one who's going to dispatch for taxi.
Really? So
yeah.
Your daughter, her name is Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And your son's name is?
Nikolai.
And how old are they?
So Victoria is 15 and our son just turned 12.
No kidding. And Victoria answers the phone and dispatches?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
We have...
She did it for 4 years.
Okay, so she's been doing it since she was 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So how does Victoria do answering the phone? And do people ever not want to talk to her because they don't think she's in charge or she knows what she's doing? Or what can you tell me about that?
Well, she does have a younger girl voice, and sometimes people will call and they want to talk to an adult. And sometimes I'll take the phone call, but most of the time she can field it on her own and, you know, assure people that she's capable of it. And then when they see her, they're, oh, you sounded so cute on the phone.
So do you guys ever get people that call and they want you to make some type of delivery or pick something up and drop it off?
Yes.
How does that work?
I get people that want to drive around and look for firewood. And
when you say look for firewood, you mean like firewood for sale?
Firewood for sale, or if they can find some on the side of the road.
Wait, but let's back up. You mean they're camping somewhere or they have a fire and they want to drive around and look for wood laying on the side of the road?
Yes.
Like random branches?
Yes. I've had people who just wanted to drive around and pick up branches on the side of the road.
How'd that work?
It's kind of annoying. The first couple times you do it, then you learn how to get around it. And you explain to them that there's all these firewood spots on the island and I will just bring them some.
Okay.
So I will buy it from the spot and then they'll buy it from me.
Have you ever picked up anyone in the cab that has no place to go?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Is that a bad feeling or what? How does that work out? Like, what can you tell me?
Well,
like, they're on an island and they don't have a place to go.
Sometimes people will get off the Jet Express thinking they're in Sandusky and they're not.
And you're saying they get off at
the last boat of the night. So they're stuck on the island for the night.
Oh my God.
If it's a nice night and there's no significant weather, we usually fix them up with a pillow and a blanket and take them over to the ferry boat where they got a little shelter and they can just sleep on the bench.
You're kidding.
Or we take them to hotel.
Or we take them to hotel.
Give them free rides.
Try to give them a room.
So you're telling me you're the ones that break it to them. They're on the wrong place.
Yes.
And they can't leave.
Yes. They'll wait for the first boat in the morning. They accept it. Usually if they've made a mistake like that, they're pretty intoxicated anyway. I've never had anybody that really had a problem. I've put them on benches in out of the weather.
No kidding.
And given them some food so that they would make it through the night with blankets and pillows and
holy smokes. Stuff like that. That is really nice.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned the glacial grooves, but someone told me you guys will take people on tours of the island to other interesting sites.
Okay, so we'll do tours. If we're slow and there's not much going on, we usually generally don't do it on weekends. But if somebody wanted to come up, we could give a brief history of the island, drive them around, show them some neat stuff. A lot of people like to take pictures and do the touristy thing. And, usually older people that can't get around so well, so we'll just drive them around, show them what's where. So, we do help out. Police will come up with somebody that shouldn't be driving, and they will make them leave their car, and we'll come and take them home.
Okay. So the police will call you to get somebody?
Yes, that's happened. Okay. That happens quite often.
And do bars or restaurants also call you, like...
Oh, yeah.
Ride as
It seems like certain bars on the island will call when they want to throw somebody out that they don't know what to do with. So we will go and get them and take them home.
Right.
That's usually what happens there.
And sometimes they're trying to jump out of the vehicle and go back.
Sometimes they do.
And go you back feel to like the bar?
And you feel like a guard. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
This summer I had a guy... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about mechanical work? Is there a garage on the island?
No, I do all the work on them.
Really?
What
kind of work is involved in running?
Mostly it's just oil changes, making sure the ACs are working. Occasionally something breaks down, you got to change an alternator or something like that.
Okay.
But in the spring and in the fall, I do all the oil changes and make sure that they're up and ready to go.
When it's busy in the summertime, do you ever have people that try to flag down your vans in the road?
Like constantly.
And stop?
Constantly. They flock to the van. When you stop to pick somebody up, one guy up, 10 other people want to get in.
Okay.
And they don't even know. I mean, they'll take a picture of the door and we'll tell them, hey, this is our list right now.
Right.
Or if they're going the same direction we're going, then I'll just take them with me.
Right. Huh. Do you ever have to be careful mixing two parties together? Parties.
I've never been careful about it, but I've done it and regretted it.
What happened?
So you get like a couple of drunk guys that don't know where they're at or where they're going, and they jump into the van downtown while you're on your way to pick up like a bachelorette party, and you don't really want to cross those two lines together. Yeah, so it just gets, the drunk guys will be out of line when it comes to the bachelorette party who's trying to stay themselves and they just want to do their thing.
Right.
And yeah, so I usually try to get rid of those people as quick as I can and then apologize to the other people.
And I had the groups that was getting along very well. I would have like a couple groups and they would become the best friends and then they would decide to go to the same bar and then they come out of a bar together and
The people have definitely
And I had some single girls and I had some single guys who end up meeting each other in the van,
Excellent, excellent. Do you guys ever have people call you up for a ride? They definitely want a ride. They're not sure where they're at.
Absolutely. I get people that can't find their address. Or think they're on Putin Bay. Or they're in a rental house that they're unfamiliar with. So I tend to ask them what their view is? Can you see Cedar Point? Can you see Perry's Monument? What can you see when you look really? Out the window? And that'll give me a little bit of direction on which way to go. I've picked up people downtown that have no idea where they're staying for the night. They know they have a spot.
But they don't know where it's at?
But they don't know where it's at. It's the one with the red door. It happens. But we figure it out.
Has anyone ever gone from an island ride cab into a police cruiser?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet.
Almost. That guy was trying to steal the van one time.
A couple
years ago, I had a call at the Bag the Moon Peepers. It was called Peepers at that point. So I pulled in, and I have a big group who is coming in the van. They all sat in, and I had another couple people who wanted to go, but they wasn't sure if they're going or not. So I stepped out of the van to have a brief conversation with them to see if we need to wait on them or not. And some random drunk guy just jumped in the van, this van full of people, and tried to take off. I'm like, where are you going? Excuse me. So he was just laughing and keep driving, and I was able to somehow get him out, but I was very close to call police at that point.
What's the funniest thing you've ever seen since you've been in this business?
That's a hard one because I laugh at the squirrels a lot.
We have fun all together. Like,
it is fun.
So we have a radius between all of our vans that working.
Okay.
And we like to communicate. Like our dispatcher would tell us, ask the question where one van is, you know, so she knows whom to direct where. And sometimes our drivers have pretty funny conversation, and sometimes our customers really like to chime in to the to the radio and have a conversation with other drivers too, you know.
Involved.
Yeah, okay. And that's kind of fun.
No kidding.
So we kind of, when there's multiple vans going around, we mess with each other a little bit.
Now, what about politics?
If I agree with them, I'll agree with them. And I try not to get politics involved. Politics or religion.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Natasha and Bobby, I really appreciate you talking to me today. It's been a very interesting conversation, informative, and kind of funny about operating the sole transportation service on Lake Erie Island, Kelly's Island. I appreciate it, and hopefully someday I will see you somewhere around the lake.
Absolutely. Right. It was great to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining me for this edition of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Our executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. To hear more, go to wgte.org/lakeeffect. And I hope to see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.